Good morning. 6:42 a.m. 6:42 a.m. on September the 30th, 2015. I hope you all had a good National Coffee Day yesterday, for those of you living in the U.S. It was one I celebrated by staying indoors out of the rain and drinking as much coffee as I could. It's foggy, it's damp, it's cold, it's overcast. The sun should be up, but I can't tell. There's just too much crap between me and the eastern horizon to see it. So, yeah. Actually, by the time I get back around to the back gate, it's probably going to be visible. I think technically the sun doesn't come up for another 10 minutes. So I'm still, today is the 30th, tomorrow's the 1st. I'm waiting for the file for the cover graphics. I saw a prototype last night. I got a re-rendered version this morning. I'm probably going to change the layout, but I like the graphic. It's not quite as grabby as I'd like it to be, but I think it's certainly in the ballpark. Part of it is that I'm pretty sure I'm too close to it to see. I know what I wanted. This isn't exactly it, but I don't know why. I don't know what I should be looking for instead. If I can just not barf between now and home, life will be good. It's that kind of morning. It's like, So I finished the latest John Bowers. It's the book 2. United Federation Marshall series, and I'm probably not going to go to book 3. Somebody put, I mentioned that I was enjoying the first book, and somebody went, ugh, murder, rape, death, rinse, repeat. And you know what? They're right. And between the gratuitous head hopping and the only plot being one of violence and abuse, and I think I understand. I think I get it. But it's got to the point where It's so formulaic. That, yeah, I'm probably not going to go any further with Bowers. So I've gone over to a William John Williams for Angel Station. We'll see. I grabbed a sample. We'll see how it reads. I've picked up a couple samples from William John Williams. Is that his name? Pretty sure. And I've never bought one of the books, so we'll see if this one is grabby enough for me to move in. Snarf it up. We'll see. I've been up for about an hour. I had a little coffee, but I was way too late last night. The younger progeny's play rehearsal went till 10 past 10. It was 10:30 before I got to bed. It was after 11 before I fell asleep. And then woke up at 5:30. So I'm working on a sleep deficit, which is probably why I'm feeling nauseated. She gets to sleep until 7:45. I haven't gotten any further on the story yet. I've got to get that moving. I've got to stop playing around during the day and get back to it. My EVE Online training cues are due to expire, so any of the attention that I've been paying to those will soon go away. The experiment in marketing has borne some fruit. Particularly for the newbie characters, particularly for the characters that have very low levels of training, but the training is all in trade. Those characters are doing pretty well. And even Ishmael, who has almost no skill training in trade, is doing very well, or has done very well. I haven't logged in to fix his trades. At this point, all of his buys and sells have fallen by the wayside, I'm sure. But he's made a couple hundred mil. Good morning. And but that's pretty good, considering that for the months or so that he was on, he only made about 10. Post. Oh shoot, I've got to call the kid in. I've got to get her out of school early today for a doctor's appointment. Shoot. Well, after I get back out of the house, I'll do that before I go inside. I meant to do that while I was walking out instead of walking back, but not that one. I wish I had more to talk about today, but I've sort of been in a cloud for the last 48 hours. I don't know. Part of it is I've been working on ships, and specifically trying to model the Chernyakhovo, and it's slow because I have to learn the software first. And I'm not anywhere near proficient enough yet. But it's coming. It's coming along. So I need to figure out how to get into the... Back into the story. This should be a kick in the butt. This is the last day of this month. I'm supposed to have a book done by now so I can start the next book tomorrow. And no, it's not. A, it's not ready. I still don't have a final cover file. I want to publish the book. I wanted it to be available tomorrow. But I don't know how likely that is. I need to get the full layered GIMP file. And I'll need to modify the layout. The layout that I've got. Well, I'll put it in the community. I'll make a couple choices for the community to vote on. I liked the layout that that was the last one that I put up on the community, on the Facebook community. I really liked that layout. It was interesting. It was, I think, eye-grabbing. And the artist didn't use it. I sent it to him, but he didn't use it. I think part of it was, I'm not sure he had the fonts.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, he doesn't have his lab this morning. That's the guy that had the black lab who was training it to sit and stay. A little cocker spaniel this morning. guy walking along listening to the radio on his phone. I don't know why. He's listening to it without headphones. The tinny little speaker just sounds so bad. Of course, he may be watching a video, but still. Looks like a high school kid on his way to school, which makes sense because he's walking in the direction of the high school. As cold and raw as it is, I'm still working up a sweat. Yuck. So I need to do some work today to try to figure out how to get back on track. Just realized he's late to class. Boys in short pants. Yeah, maybe it's because, to me, short pants is this is what your mother dresses you in until you're old enough to dress yourself. And it's such a common style, and yet it still looks like, really? Did your mother dress you this morning? It's my age bias showing, because that's my image of it. That's my bias. It's my memory overlaying a cultural reference that doesn't hold 50 years later. Little Lord Fauntleroy just doesn't do it for me. And I always laugh, but it's not. A part of it is that I'm laughing because it looks so ridiculous. Part of it is I'm laughing because I recognize that the only reason that it looks ridiculous is because my own bias. I did get the milk order out last night, thank God. I'm up to my armpits in milk right at the moment. I have to make bacon this morning. I got bacon at the store. Got extra eggs. We're having bacon. Bacon, bacon, bacon. Oh, man. Fog's lightening up, but it's getting thicker. It's getting brighter, but thicker. It could have been thick all along, I just didn't notice because it was too dark, so hard to tell. At any rate, here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.